It is Hidden Gems Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM newsroom, being joined now with Mark Beam from the township of Laurentian Valley. Again, one of the creators of the Four Seasons Trail in Laurentian Valley. So, Mark, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, right off the hop, it's really become a gem in the Upper Ottawa Valley. Can you kind of tell us kind of how it all came together and how the idea really got started?
Sure, yeah. So, it's... was really an idea that my wife Tracy and I had, and something that we pitched to the township. It was seeing articles in some of the newspapers about ones that were in the province and in the area, and started in an idea in 2017 that we had approached township council and pitched this idea that we thought we should bring something like that to the township. Biggest struggle was to find a site for it in the municipality, and we had discovered that there were some abandoned snowmobile trails from the former Timberline Club ones that they had used at the Allison Fraser Recreation Center property, and so we found the location and got support from council and started from there.
I know the skating trail right off the hop too was really successful in its first year, and then it's continued to grow along with some added features throughout the years. Is it a lot of work to put that skating trail in?
It's, I'll say the first couple of years was a lot of trial and error. A lot of us did have ice making experience from local outdoor rinks in the community, but challenges making ice on hills and slopes and terrain that wasn't as level as we thought. So some learning experiences, and we've adapted our process a little bit, and over, this would be season six now that we're going into. But yeah, a lot of volunteer hours go into making the ice every year.
I know it's also the Four Seasons Trail is now being advertised right across the province as one of those destination places. Is that something that's kind of, kind of hit you a little closer to home, since it was kind of like a homegrown idea and it's something you've really been working towards over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. When we first started in the first winter, we probably had a group of 30 or 40 volunteers who were making something, not knowing if it would even last one season. Would people want something like this here? And very quickly, from several thousand people enjoyed the trail, and then as we've expanded and developed over the years, and we've had people from all over Ontario and Western Quebec that have actually come, and it's a little surreal to think that something that we weren't even sure if the community would like, that's become a destination point for the municipality, bringing people to our region.
Now, we've already talked about the whole skating aspect of it, but it's really, like we talked about, turned into a Four Seasons Trail. So when the ice comes out and it's springtime and it's through the summer, what is it? What can people kind of expect when they, either walk or bike along the trail?
Yeah, so several years ago, we did some improvements to the trail base. It's a very hard-packed granular surface that's easy for walking, biking. There's tons of people that use it every day, take their dogs. It's a very beautiful property, lots of trees, and a little bit out of the way, so it's a little bit quieter. So it's very nice this time of year. There's a lot of maple trees, and fall colors are absolutely amazing. So there's some people that are head out there this time of year just for the fall colors as well.
It is Hidden Gems Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest in studio right now is Mark Beam, talking about the Laurentian Valley Four Seasons Trail. If people want to get more involved or kind of help out with the whole process of the trail, regardless of the season, is there a way that they can do that? Are you always looking for donations or volunteers or anything like that?
Yes, yeah, always looking for donations, volunteer time. We are formalizing a volunteer recreation group that oversees the property. We do meet every couple of months for that. We have a Facebook page that people can contact us through there, and that's probably the best way for them to get in touch with us.
Again, it's been Hidden Gems Day here on MyFM. Our guest in studio, Mark Beam from Laurentian Valley Township, talking about the Four Seasons Trail. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to come in, chat with us today. Again, keep up the great work. Everybody who's working on the Four Seasons Trail, it's really become a major focal point here in the Upper Ottawa Valley, so well done.
Perfect. Thank you.